From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. In Los Angeles today, a judge reversed the actions of the L.A. County Sheriff and sent Paris Hilton back to jail. Just yesterday, Sheriff Lee Baca sent Hilton home, saying she could serve out her time in her Hollywood Hills mansion instead of behind bars. But at a hearing this morning, the judge said no. Here's court spokesman Alan Paracchini.
What I heard the judge say was remand for the remainder of her sentence, which was 45 days. How much time credit she's already got is an issue, to ask the sheriff about. That's the whole thing here. We don't run the jails, the sheriff does.
Hilton's sentence stems from a probation violation for driving twice without a license after a DUI arrest. Now, before we continue, we want to address some listeners who wrote us in anger after yesterday's Paris Hilton story.
For example, Rudolph Peters in Kansas City, Missouri, who wrote, "For a second, I thought I was listening to tabloid radio."
Or Carlton Ramey, who wrote, "I would appreciate not hearing news about this alleged famous person on NPR unless she happens to find a cure for cancer, life on other planets, or has brokered a lasting peace between Israel and the Palestinians."
Naysayers, you've been heard. But this case has drawn loud protest from prosecutors, civil rights leaders, and many everyday people who felt she was getting star treatment.
NPR's Carrie Kahn was in the courtroom today when the judge said Paris Hilton is going back to jail. And Carrie, I take it that it was a very emotional moment. How did Ms. Hilton react?
Well, it was an hour-long hearing, and throughout the entire hearing, she was shaking and quietly crying. She would turn back every once in a while and look at her mother and father in the courtroom and mouth, "I love you." But at the end of the hearing, the judge gave his decision, and it was pretty short and sweet. She was remanded back to jail to serve her 45-day sentence. It seemed to sort of take her by surprise how fast it was over, and she started loudly sobbing. She stood up and cried, "Mom, Mom, it's not right." Her mother then shouted back from the courtroom, "Don't." And Hilton was led out of the courtroom. And once the doors closed behind her, she let out a scream, and you could hear her crying as they took her away.
Well, now, the sheriff spoke out late today about why he decided to send Paris Hilton home instead of keeping her in the jail. What did he say?
Well, the sheriff said that under advisement from two doctors, he believed that her medical condition, which is still undisclosed, was deteriorating, and that reassigning her detention to home arrest with a monitoring device was the best thing to do. But what's at issue here is if the sheriff really had the authority to do that. The judge in the case specifically said that Hilton was not to have home detention, monitoring, or any other special terms. And in court today, the judge was visibly annoyed that Baca had overruled that order. But Baca said he did nothing wrong releasing Hilton. He said he believed the only preferential treatment that she got was getting a stiffer than normal sentence. Here he is defending his actions.
"I was dealing with this as the most responsible way and weighing whether or not having this woman incarcerated or sending her home under an electronic monitoring system is in fact the better solution. In my opinion, obviously, we've been overruled. We'll accept that. We will keep her in the county jail. And if there's any further deterioration, hopefully we'll be able to address it."
Baca says Hilton is now being housed in a correctional treatment center.
Now, Los Angeles is used to seeing high-profile celebrity cases. How does the case of Paris Hilton compare with some of the others?
I do think this has hit a nerve. There was a lot of outcry to county supervisors, to the city attorney's office, that they felt Paris Hilton was getting preferential treatment. And in court today, city prosecutors were very concerned about restoring what they say is the public confidence in the entire judicial system. Repeatedly, Assistant City Attorney Dan Jeffrey said, "This case is very simple. The sheriff's action threatens to erode the judicial system." And he said it was important for the judge to stand his ground and remand Hilton back to jail, not give her preferential treatment, and to really restore public confidence that everybody will be treated equally in the judicial system.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting on Paris Hilton's return to the LA County Jail.